We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Aha! Bob McClain!
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time.
No, you're wrong again, creepy Uncle Joe Biden. Plenty of time remaining. Another full hour. You know it as the bonus hour here on the Bobby Mack Show. Let's do that. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email, of course, remains Bob at 1063WORT.com. So you heard Chuck U. Schumer, glasses perched on his nose, say, well, this Bolton book just proves Article 1 of our accusation. No, it doesn't. In the first place, nobody has actually seen the manuscript of the book. This is a story written in the New York Times that, again, is going on hearsay. The claim is that Bolton, in his book, says that Trump did what the Democrats are accusing him of. So where did this leak of this Bolton book come from? Well, let's go back for a moment, shall we, to the National Security Council. Because in all likelihood, the New York Times corrupt reporters have been in possession of their information, their rumor about what's in Bolton's book, for weeks. So why do they deliberately sit on the story until this moment to release it, right before the president's defense team is resuming its arguments in the Senate trial? How can we speculate that this is the case? Well, because, as I mentioned earlier in the program, because of the little-noticed story in the Daily Mail from 17 January entitled Donald Trump's Top Russia Expert on National Security Council is Escorted Off the White House Grounds Amid a Security Investigation. He is on leave pending a security investigation. Andrew Peake is his name. The NSC Senior Director for European and Russian Affairs escorted from the White House grounds on Friday. Two people familiar with the matter told Bloomberg. Now remember, this was a story on January 17th. Mr. Peake had been in the NSC for only 2 months after most recently working as a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State with responsibility for Iran and Iraq. So he's from Foggy Bottom, where the bulk of the bureaucrats who were called by Adam Bullshift to testify also came from. So what do you suppose that security investigation involved? And it doesn't take Sherlock Holmes to have asked yourself, well, probably leaks to the New York Times reporters. Aha, bingo. Naturally, both House and Senate Democrats immediately responded to the Times report on their Twitter accounts with strikingly similar talking points, you know, almost as if they were working in coordination with Haberman and Schmidt, the two New York Times reporters. So, you know, it's not just the rhinos. The Times also had an op-ed piece this morning advocating that Chief Justice Roberts issue subpoenas for witnesses under his own authority. That suggestion coming from two leftist Georgetown University professors. Are there any other kind of professors at Georgetown? So look, the timing of this is so patently obvious, you'd have to be a total moron to not recognize it.
You moron.
Right. It's a last gasp because they know they haven't made a case. They don't even have any criminal charges against the president. Treason? No. Bribery? No. High crimes or misdemeanors? Uh-uh. So they use Bolton's book as a Hail Mary. Oh, yeah, now Bolton says, yeah, he's got the goods on Trump. Yeah, we got to call witnesses. At the same time that Collins and Mitt Romney and a few of the other squishy Republican senators are saying, well, maybe we should call witnesses after all. And so now with the Bolton stuff being released, oh, yeah, well, this confirms that we must absolutely call witnesses now. No, we don't. It's not the Senate's job to investigate. Constitutionally, that role, that responsibility falls to the House. And if they didn't do their job in the first place because we had to rush, oh, this president is too dire a threat. He must be removed immediately, immediately. So they come up with an incomplete investigation. They can't make their case in the Senate. Tough noogies. It was their job to make the charges. It's the Senate's to review them and decide yay or nay. Bobby, I think the Bolton book, says a texter, should be located in the fiction section of the bookstore or the library. Well, what does Bolton have to gain from this? He's got a book. He wants to sell it. Bob, I don't care what the media says, including Fox. The president's defense team is knocking it out of the park. I would agree. To the phones we go here in the bonus hour on Monday. Roy is next up. He is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hello, Roy, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? I'm rooting for you this year to hit another ace.
Thank you. Well, it was, I think, 32 years from one to the other, so I'm due.
You got lots of practice.
I do.
Hey, on this Schumer Schiff sideshow with the Nadler back on it, you know, this is they took a play right out of what's her name there? The one that came up with the victim of Dianne Feinstein's playbook.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. Yeah, back during the Kavanaugh hearing. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, the other thing is that it didn't work then. What news is it going to do now? The New York Times, you know right off the bat that, you know, they have the publishing company for these books.
Yep.
Again, it's taken out of context, as usual, what reporters do. And I'm just wondering what part of this doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
Now, I've watched this for two straight days. The other couple of days, I kind of hit it, you know, here or there, just to make sure that the Democrats weren't changing the game plan.
Well, you have a sterner constitution than I do, Roy, because I think that if the agency was to go back to torturing prisoners, mm-hmm. that rather than waterboarding, they ought to substitute videotape episodes of Adam Schiff talking for hours on end. And believe me, you'll get confessions really quickly. Please, no more.
No doubt. My whole problem with this here, after listening to all of this, I mean, the defense team has got it, their ABCs all in a row.
Yep.
And here comes this new twist. When do you ever know that there would ever be a perfect society where the Democrats are long gone and, you know, with the dinosaurs?
It would be nice. It would be nice. But then what else would we do for cheap entertainment, Roy?
Well, this is getting me kind of upset because I keep missing the Flintstones at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many housewives across America are making a pledge to never vote for any Democrat again after what happened with Nadler and Schiff and the rest. They've all had enough of it.
Well, I think they got even more people and the less cut, you know, just as, you know, a brief overlook what happened to the day. They have earned so many more votes come this presidential election.
Yeah.
8 months is a very short time.
You bet.
And I pray to God that we have a full House of Republicans and a Senate still having control, because this president can get things done. And I wish there was a clause in there that you cannot change us for the next 100 years, because you know what's going to happen. And my whole aspect to it is, folks, you got to sit there and give the benefit of the doubt, because, number one, Bolton has an axe to grind in my estimation.
Sure he does. He's unhappy that Trump fired him. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, here's Trump going up there and say, hey, look, this is a campaign promise. I don't like war. I want to pull our troops back.
Yep.
Keep a skeleton crew in there. These guys are professionals.
Right. No, you're right about. You're certainly right about Bolton. I mean, he's a drum banger for the war hawks of the neocons from the word go.
Oh, yeah.
Roy, thank you. I've got to run, but I appreciate the call, sir, and thank you for the kind words. 17 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back on the other side as we roll on with a bonus hour here on Monday. Still to get to in this hour, today's edition of Boneheads on the News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. My apologies, because I am seriously in arrears on the text messages today, and I'll do my best to get caught up here as I can. Bobby, Bolton is a saboteur. He's a Bill Kristol sycophantic toady. I think Bolton screwed up the North Korean negotiations on purpose. Weak-minded Mittens is so selfish. Assuming that's a reference to the senator from Utah, Mitt Romney. Bobby, has everyone forgotten that Mr. Peanut was killed?
Oh.
I think he died accidentally. He died heroically. Yeah, heroically. And I guess he's still alive, because I think the commercial doesn't actually play until the Super Bowl. So maybe he's just now on life support. Maybe it's like, did you hear the story the other day? I thought about putting it into Boneheads in the News, but it didn't really quite qualify for that. Here it is. 76-year-old woman in Manhattan fell out of a seventh-story window on Friday. As you might imagine, typically stories like this do not have a very happy ending. But luckily, she survived after landing on a pallet of fresh fruit. Yeah. She did have two broken hips and some cracked ribs, but, I mean, let's face it, a seven-story fall, pretty miraculous she survived at all. One of her neighbors heard it and said it was terrifying. Here is what she had to say.
What a stroke of luck that there was something under her to break her fall, and she survived. It's incredible, really.
That's great. I'm glad she's okay.
I was putting a couple of dishes away, and I heard the crash, and I went out on the terrace, and I looked down, and she was on the sidewalk. It was terrifying. She just had spinal fusion in October, and she just recovered from that. She was a fall risk, and she had balance issues.
Well, she picked a good place to land. We'll give her that. Bobby, between Kobe Bryant's passing and more on the Trump impeachment, I honestly feel like kicking on a movie today, but I was working on income tax instead. That being said, there is a difference between the eloquence presented today, and I would offer Saturday as well, by the Republicans, and whatever Schiff was doing last week. Well, he's trying to sell a story. Bobby Mack, cheap entertainment. How many millions has this fiasco already cost us? Yeah, you got a point. More like expensive entertainment. And not very entertaining at that. Bobby, don't call it an incomplete investigation. Call it what it is, an incompetent investigation. Bobby Bolton book, Steele Dossier 2.0. I say we investigate all these Dems and the news networks for colluding to influence an election from T. Love. Bobby, my apologies, missed most of class today at Insensitivity University because I was listening to Trump's attorneys at the Shampeachment trial. But back in class now, again, my apologies. That's okay. Understood. Priorities. Priorities. Lose a few style points, but, you know, no big deal. I see that we have another entry today from the Poet Laureate of the Bobby Mack Show. That is Alan R. in Spartanburg. Limerick alert. Cashing in on Joe Biden's fame is an old Biden family game. But I just had to laugh. Hunter named his son Gaff. He'll get rich on his grandpappy. Yeah. Bob, I think... I already shared that one. Bobby, the only people at 18 buying cigarettes are the kids that started years earlier and now are of age, in my opinion. Yeah, when I moved to North Carolina, the end of high school, everybody smoked. You know, they had a senior smoking court. You could go outside and watch and smoke. Yeah, long ago and far away. Speaking of schools, this from The Wire today. This is from our friends at Campus Reform. They like to report on the loony left at our elitist towers of academia. New students at the University of Missouri, it is the Show Me State, will be required to participate in a tracking program designed to measure and enforce class attendance. Uh-oh. According to a new report from the Kansas City Star. Despite privacy concerns, officials defended the decision as one to benefit the students. Yeah, it's a nice attempt to sell it. As the school's athletics department has already been using the same app, Spotter EDU, to track certain student athletes. A student will have to participate in this recording of attendance, said Jim Spain, Vice Provost for Undergraduate Studies at Missouri University. Individual professors have to opt in to using the app, but once they do, students in those professors' classes will not be able to opt out. We only care if students are in class during class. No GPS tracking means we can't locate them anywhere else. From labs to auditoriums, our technology can expand to cover any size of space accurately and precisely. Well, how nice. Big Brother is out there making sure you're in class. I've mentioned in the past, the last part of high school in Burlington, North Carolina, 22 miles from Chapel Hill. Friend of mine, who was much brighter than me, he was a Morehead Scholar, came up with a nice little cottage industry. He had discovered that many people, including himself, did not want to go to early morning classes, especially on Monday. So he started a small little company, and he hired a number of people to work for him in this company. And their job was to go to class for people who did not want to, because most of the classes were taught anyway by a TA and not by the professor, who never looked up from the book when calling the roll anyhow. So they didn't know you. Jim Mitchell?
Yeah, here.
Okay. And it was a nice little sidelight, you know, a nice little cottage industry. And went on unimpeded for years, to the best of my knowledge. But, of course, I know nothing. I know nothing about that. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. But it is great, because when you later actually get to school, you probably already attended the classes and still have the notes. Right back on the other side with the last half of the bonus hour. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Great to be back with you. 6:38, coming up on 22 before 7 o'clock here on the Bobby Mack Show. And in on the text line this evening is 71307. Bobby, if two-thirds of a convenience store cigarette sales are 18 to 21-year-old smokers, I say good to the raised age. Hopefully, we'll create a new generation that won't smoke. I personally started at about 21 and spent about 15 years trying to quit. Been cigarette-free for going on 10-plus years. No one at 18 needs to smoke. About our mention of returning shopping carts in ATF today in Amazing True Facts. Bobby, I have a handicap parking permit. I always leave my cart there by the handicap parking spot because a cart is the first thing I look for. I use the cart instead of my cane. Lots of handicappers do that, from Phil in Greenville. Yep, I can see that. Bobby, about cart returning, it's my pet peeve for people that don't return their carts. I watched an idiot Furman kid on a Bluetooth call, left his cart right in front of the kid there to return to the cart corral. The cart corral was next to his car. It's a little extreme. I let him know how I felt and how he needed to grow up. There you go. Now, Bobby, real WORD listeners always return their carts. Some of us return to inside if it's close. Yeah, I take that cart back for the parent with their hands full with young children. Yeah, me too. Bobby just tuned back in from babysitting, caught this whole segment of things people did. We're talking about, again, ATF. I'm dying, absolutely dying, especially about the X-lax in the cupcakes. Somehow, from Katie. Thank you, Katie. I suspect that the thefts of other people's lunches from the fridge probably that was a marked decrease in those happening going forward. All right, here we go. Time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Boneheads here for Monday. And we got some real winners today. How about this guy? Guy in Canada broke into a cell phone store by squeezing through a security gate, but then realized all the valuable merchandise had been locked away. And then he couldn't squeeze back out of the security gate. So he just had to wait until the cops showed up and arrested this genius. Owner of the store was watching a live stream from her security camera as it played out.
This is not our first rodeo, right? And we've been broken into before, and every time we do, we learn. And he was just in panic mode looking for a key to open the gate so he could get out because he couldn't get out. This is bad boys, bad boys. I think anybody that steals is stupid. How about that?
Yeah, you can tell she was from Canada, right? He couldn't get out. The owner of a jewelry store closer to home in Georgia coming back from lunch when he saw a group of thieves robbing his store. So he attacked them with the only thing he had on hand, a bag filled with glass jars of pickles.
They had hammers and they just smashing the glass and they were just breaking everything and grabbing all the Rolex watches. He hit them with three bottles of pickles and juices and these all over the glass. And then I pretty much just grabbed and subdued him.
Yeah. That music sound familiar? Yeah. Breaking Bad theme. You may recall, a while back, a Florida man, yeah, that's what I said, a Florida man was arrested for violating his probation in connection with a meth charge. His name? Yeah, that's right. Walter White. He violated his probation, so Walter White is now locked up again. An American woman filmed herself walking through the empty streets of Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. They're on lockdown. Bikes lined up, not being used. Bus station empty. Buses aren't running. Whole city looks like a ghost town except for an occasional car driving by.
This is actually the first time I've ever seen all these bikes in one place. So if you want to see a real sign that people are not leaving their house, it's the fact that these bikes are actually arranged where they're supposed to be. Yeah, people are staying inside.
This is the bus station. No one at the kiosk. It doesn't look like buses are running. This pharmacy appears to be open. Yes, that's one place that's open.
Yeah, it looks, you know, I know, like some Hollywood dystopian movie. Walking Dead! Walking Dead are next. Well, there's a new bill in Vermont seeking to allow emojis on license plates. If it passes, people could pick up one of six. Here's a few people asked if they like the idea.
It's like using your cell phone while driving. Everybody would be distracted looking for the emojis on license plates.
I guess it's an okay idea. I wouldn't say it's good, and I wouldn't say it's bad. It's not hurting anybody.
Why not? You can already customize it. I mean, it's just another thing to add to it, really.
As long as they're appropriate, I'm all for it.
I think it would be neat to see. It really would.
And what's wrong with it? And we've all heard stories of college hazing. Here's another one. Back in November, a college student in New Mexico, during a fraternity hazing, shot another student in the leg. Here he is talking about it.
Why am I moving in the middle of class? He legit stopped the class to try to move me. I've been back here on this PowerPoint.
Like being trapped in the class?
No, I'm not doing nothing.
No.
The whole damn class is here. It's cool.
He's been on the lesson
cool.
the whole
you know
time.
What? I'm going to leave.
He's been on our work the whole time with a pistol that has done anything wrong.
Wow. Somewhat extreme. A professor at Ball State University in Indiana, isn't that David Letterman's alma mater, I think? Recently called the cops on a student because the student wouldn't get up and move to a different seat. Not clear why the professor wanted the student to move, but when cops got there, everybody in the class took the student's side. The school has since apologized for it. Here's the audio of the student trying to tell the cops. Who, me? I didn't do anything.
Why am I moving in the middle of class? He legit stopped the class to try to move me. I've been back here on this PowerPoint.
Are you being drunk in the class?
No, I'm not doing that.
No, the whole damn class
is here.
He's been on the whole time.
You know what?
He's been on the whole time with a people
who
haven't done anything wrong.
Hey, now, you may have seen this. Been circulating on the web. A traffic cam in Washington State may have gotten a little video of Bigfoot. Really? Well, not according to Dr. Wallace Wrightwood in Harry and the Hendersons.
I'm going to say this once. I'm going to say it's simple. And I hope to God, for your sakes, you all listen.
Okay.
There are no abominable snowmen. There are no Sasquatches. There are no Bigfeet.
Okay. Well, I guess that settles that. Thank you, Doctor. Did you know today is National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day? And in honor of the occasion, here's a video of a Jeep driving over a line of bubble wrap. Where else are you going to hear this but on this show? There you go. Pretty good. Have to admire the individual who came up with the idea of driving a Jeep over a bunch of bubble wrap. There you go. There's today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
6:47 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back for the closing minutes as we get ready to wrap up shop here on Monday. Welcome back. Getting ready to close up shop here on Monday and make way for the great one, Mark Levin, will be along right after the news, top of the hour at 7. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, that bubble wrap piece sounded like the Chicago suburbs on a Saturday evening. Bob, somehow I found the sound of the bubble wrap exploding strangely soothing from my gym in Easley. Bobby, I try to get my card from outside and then save the guys one card. Yeah, take it out of the rack. Take it in. That'll work. Bobby, Mitt Romney should go back to Utah and take his magic underwear with him. Bobby, I no longer smoke, but wow, what would the young Marines do to pass the time in the field if not allowed to smoke? Bobby, if I remember correctly, Mr. Peanut had an umbrella and a top hat. He floated down and is just fine. Henry from Fingerville. Thank you, Henry. Appreciate that. Bobby, never knew you spent time in Burlington. You bet. Alamance County. Bigger, better Burlington. I'm an Alamance County transplant from Mebane, listening in Spartanburg. Great to know. I'm never far from home. So you have to be a local to be able to pronounce that because it's M-E-B-A-N-E. It looks like Mebane, but it's Mebane. Bobby, truly appreciate your conservatism and common sense on your talk show. A breath of fresh air from 3 to 7 p.m. Thank you. Appreciate that. This is an old pilot's expression. That's right, from Jeff. Hey, Bob, way back in the 70s when I learned to fly, IFR, instrument of flight, meant I follow roads. Yeah, that's true. Bobby, after what you told us earlier about your luck with helicopters, would you please go ride on Nancy Pelosi's aircraft? Yeah, I mentioned that every major market television station that I worked at after I left They crashed, sadly. To the phones we go. Richard is along. He is in Greenville. Hi, Richard, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mack. Glad to have you back.
Thank you, sir. It's great to be back.
Pope did not know it. Hey, somebody just texted in as far as the Marines wouldn't have anything to do in the field. And a lot of people may not realize this, but if you're in combat theater, you're not smoking anyway.
Yeah, right.
It's a giveaway from where you are. And then also the underage smoking or raising the age limit. I think there was something that went around about whenever they raised the drinking age to 21, whereas if you're in active duty and you are below that age, on the military base, you can still drink, you know, if you're 18 or 19.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know if it's still going on or not.
I don't know either. About the smoking, you're certainly right. If you're out in Indian country, a great way to invite a sniper shot is to strike a match or flame up the old Zippo.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or as the old gunny used to say, if you can see their tracers, they can see your tracers.
Exactly. Well, and generally, I mean, in patrols, if that was cleared away, and especially at night, but during the day, you know, if nobody was around, you say if you smoke them, got them, and they let you take one or two tokes, but that's very few. That was from the command. Somebody in command had to say that.
And I suspect that these days, I don't know if this is accurate or not, but certainly it's the way it's depicted. Whoops, sorry about that. I just dropped the welcoming cowbell. Certainly it's the way Hollywood depicts it. I think more of these young guys chew now than they do smoke, although that's not good either.
Right, right. But also the other aspect you'll think about it is when you're done with it, you just don't discard it. You field dress it.
Yep.
Take it with you.
That's right.
That's a trail. It's like cookies to Hansel and Gretel.
You bet. Yeah. Thanks, Richard. I appreciate the call. Good. And thank you for your service. I'm assuming from what you're talking about, been there, done that. Bobby, I don't agree with your conclusions. You know as well as I do, if the witnesses are not allowed, the Democrats will howl about the cover-up. Well, the Democrats are going to howl anyway. Let them howl. Got to wrap things up for today. Mark Levin is next. See you tomorrow. Have a great evening. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, saying goodbye.
What?
I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.